The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. Wow, already. Hey, can you turn me up just a little? There you go. Thank you. Hey, thanks a lot. Today, Monday, the 21st of April. Can you believe we're almost through April? Unlike February, and okay, you got to listen to it again, which lasted forever. The longest month of all mankind was February 2025. It lasted for 46 days. Maybe that's why the rest of the month seemed shorter, because February stole days from other months. What do you think, David?
Yeah, 28 days, 29 every 4 years.
No, it was just like, it's 46 days in February. You know, it was April the 45th. not April. It was February the 45th. That's why the rest of these months are going to be shorter. So, I know. You're probably tired of hearing that. Hey, welcome to the show. Here in downtown Reading, it's beautiful outside. It's 6:06 in the morning, and the news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Boom. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Okay.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. And so did you get to the roundup?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I left before the power outage.
They had a power outage?
Apparently, there was a big fire, and of Red Bluff was.
One of the transformers went out.
Mm-hmm.
So when the power went out, how did they...
It was at 9 o'clock, and, with the pregnant wife, we had already left.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, it was at night, and I guess 6,900...
But the Red Bluff Roundup started at 1:30 on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. We were there at 2:30, and, yeah, it was awesome.
At 2:30? You mean an hour into it?
No, the ticket said 2:30. Yep, our ticket said...
What day were you there? Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's right. We were there then, too. See, it was a little crowded.
I saw everybody
from
Reading.
So you stayed... Okay, so yesterday is when the power went out, though.
No, that was Saturday night.
It was Saturday night went out. Okay. It's Monday, people. Give me a break.
Right?
I read about it, but I didn't, I just thought for some reason you were there yesterday. They had a concert going on and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. During the concert, I guess, is when this power outage.
Yeah. It was, fire at one of the transformers.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what they did with the power's out.
And so they evacuated everybody, from what I understood.
Yeah.
And everybody got evacuated safely. And then the next day, they're back at it, of course.
Oh, yeah, because Sunday was a finishing day. And I watched it yesterday, at least parts of it. And they had sound. So, did you have a good time?
I did. How do you get that rodeo channel? What's it called?
It's called Cowboy Channel.
Cowboy Channel.
And it's one of those, you can do it a couple of ways. What are you on, Dish, or are you one of those cord cutters?
I got a YouTube TV.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's like TV, but.
I think then you can order the Cowboy Channel. And Cowboy Channel gives you the Cowboy Channel, the Cowgirl Channel, and RFD.
Nice.
Yeah. And if you like, if you like cowboy stuff,
yeah.
It's the Cowboy Cowgirl Channel. They got riding, and they've got all types of different shows in there. But RFD TV has got the stock reports, ag reports, hee haw.
I love that show.
Well, it's on regularly there. Hee haw. I lived in Nashville when hee haw was going strong. And I went down to, my dad took me down to this diner to eat one time. And in it were six or seven members of the cast ate there too, during breaks they got from the show. The Hager twins, Gunella was there. Tall, blonde, statuous. lady, and several others from there. I went there once. So he said, why don't you come in and see who I have lunch with when I come down here? I said, ooh. And if you've never seen Hee Haw and you have no idea what we're talking about, Hee Haw was like the country version of Laugh-In.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exactly. It was sketches, stupid jokes, but they had a lot of music also during the show. And different country artists would play there. And but then again, if you don't know what Laugh-In is, this makes no sense to you at all. But look it up. Look it up on the internet. It's on there. So that's how you get it, an app or a download. Today, sunny with a high near 83. Tomorrow, big change. It's going to be sunny with a high near 82. And then it's going to be like this. Let me see. Thursday, Friday. Whoa. Hang on. Thursday night is going to start clouding up, and Friday a chance of showers, mainly after 11 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 69. Chance of showers Friday night. Saturday a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 70. And then back to Sunday, sunny with a high near 77. So we've got a chance of showers this week. Wow. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated company, veteran-owned company out of Anderson, been there for like 30 years, into the third generation of the Kenny family. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans, and they're just really, really good people. They do treat their customers like friends. You can call them at 530-365-3793. Pope died. You know, the Pope passed today, this morning, 88 years old. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah. It's called the Pope of the Poor. And I'm just waiting now because J.D. Vance visited him today, you know, this weekend. And I'm just waiting to see if somebody comes up with a conspiracy theory that somehow it was Vance's fault that the Pope passed. He has been in the hospital for severe bilateral pneumonia, and at that age. That is dangerous. But he came home, and then he passed this morning. So, a leader of the Catholic Church, and the first, I think it was the first Latin American pope ever. So, if you've ever seen the, what's that movie, when they have the vote afterwards, who's going to be pope? I think it's called the, Covenant. Why don't you look that one up? Anyway, so we're going to take a quick break because, you know, mourners are already gathering in Vatican City. And if you haven't been to Vatican City, it's a country, but it's only the size of the Vatican City there, and it's walled, of course. And you can walk around it easily, the outside of it, in an hour. Easily in an hour. And inside, of course, the wall is the big cathedral. You've got the Sistine Chapel. You have all those things that are going on. Also, today, we're going to have with us Matt Plummer is going to join us this morning right after this break. But he's going to talk about homeless veterans and the projects they have going on. And plus a few other things going on at Shasta County. So, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dave and I are bobbing our heads to this. My guest isn't. He just says, hey, good song. Usually people join in, but that's okay, man. I understand you're probably
still
stuck.
Still listening up.
You're listening. You're probably still stuck in next the 50s time. Or something like that when it comes to music.
He'll be ready.
He listens to Johnny B. Goode and that kind of stuff from back there. You know, Johnny Rivers.
I'm a big Chicago fan, actually.
You're Chicago
60s,
fan. Yeah. 60s. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. Here it is, 6:20 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maximum Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. With everything that's going on with insurance and finances right now,
Does anybody understand it? Judy does. Judy and her people do. So if you're looking for a second opinion, get a free review and evaluation for your insurance and your financial matters. You know, if everything's running good and you got insurance and it looks like it's going to be solid, isn't it going to be nice to know you got somebody that's a professional, been doing this since 1993 and is fully attuned to everything going on in California, to sit there and look at it and say, yeah, okay, this looks good, but you know, you may want to look at this. Like I said, it's a free review and evaluation. Just give Maximal Insurance and Financial a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We do business with you. You'll be real happy there. And I'm here today with Matthew Plummer, Shasta County District Supervisor. Which
district? District 4.
District 4, okay. Yep. Always confuse those.
Well, they changed them a few years ago, and I think that messed a lot of people up.
I was in 1 for 15 years, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I became 2. I didn't move.
Right.
And they just barely got me in because it went down the corridor of Placer.
Okay.
Maybe a block, you know, up from Placer, down to Court Street, and that's where I was. So somehow I went from voting on District 1 to District 2. I'm still confused. So I'm sure.
Maybe you'll get it by the time they redistrict again.
Yeah, maybe. By the time they. So good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Now, the reason. The main reason that I called Matt was because I saw a press release, and I saw you send out a kind of a newsletter every week, or is it every?
Pretty much every week.
Yeah, and it kind of tells things that are going on and his take on stuff from the board meeting, but other boards you go and sit on. And you're sitting on one called the At-Home Committee, and it resonated with me because you're emphasizing that you want Reading to house all of the veterans that are homeless. It's, you know,
right.
Something like that. I mean, I've said it the way you all said it, but you want to find homes or places for every homeless veteran in Reading. How did that get started?
Yeah, so this, the idea is to end veteran homelessness over the next 3 years, starting in roughly July time frame.
Yeah, it's not like by Christmas.
Right, yeah. So there's a little bit of time, but there's actually, you know, we're seeing in other communities that they're doing it in 18 to 24 months. And so for certain subpopulations is kind of what you would refer to, like veterans as, for example. But this goes back to something we've talked about quite a bit in the past, which is, my focus has been, how do we move from just providing services and doing good activities to actually holding ourselves accountable for results? And when it comes to homelessness, I think everyone in the community wants the same thing, which is to reduce the number of people who are homeless. And that includes both the people who are out on the streets and in encampments, and also the people who are living in temporary shelters who really don't have, you know, any type of permanent sort of housing.
Yeah.
And so, My idea then was, okay, let's focus on creating a goal around reducing homelessness. Because if you ask anyone historically in the space of working on homelessness, what is the community's goal around homelessness? They probably wouldn't have a single unified answer. And in fact, if you dig around, the best you could do is you could probably find this report that we sent to the state for funding that we received from them, where they ask us to create a goal around 6 different things, and one of them is the number of people homeless. And if you look at it, our goal actually was to increase homelessness. So the number actually was intended to go up, and that was kind of what we said we would be accountable to for the state.
Was that it would go up, but at a slower rate.
Right, yeah, theoretically, it would go up at a slower rate. But
instead of it going up 5% a year, we'd bring it down to 2% a year.
Right, and so I found that not to be very compelling, as I think everybody in the community would be, oh, okay, so our hope over the next few years is to see it go up. And so I've been talking with the Continuum of Care, which is a group of about probably 40 to 50 organizations who are working on homelessness day to day, and their intent was, hey, we want to become more strategic. We want to, rather than just reacting to funding that comes through the doors and saying, okay, well, what do we do with this money? They went and say, what if we proactively set a strategy for what we could achieve? And so that started last September. They formed a subcommittee and started working with a group of about seven or eight people there to say, what could a goal be for around homelessness that would actually be strategic and proactive? And that group came together and came up with the recommendation of ending veteran homelessness
and
over the next 3 years.
That became the at-home committee, and that was at
not quite that. I'll get to that home in a minute. The so that was the continuum of care. So those are the providers of homelessness related services: the Good News Rescue Mission, Shasta Community Health Center, those types of organizations. And in November, they approved the full continuum of care, Shasta Advisory, I should say. It gets a little nuanced there, but the Shasta group approved that goal. So my intent then was I'd love to see all of the local governmental bodies approve this goal as well, and so that includes the county and the three cities. And that's where the at-home committee comes in. So the at-home committee was the idea of the California State Association of Counties, and former supervisor Garman brought that back to Shasta County several years ago and suggested that we form it. They ended up forming it probably about 2 years ago, I guess. And you have two members of the three city councils and two supervisors who sit on that. It hasn't met since, I believe, last November, December. So it's been kind of partially because there's reappointments and new people getting on it. And so it just met for the first time this new year with the new electeds in April 17th, last Thursday. And so during that time, I presented to them the idea of pursuing this goal and going back to their city councils and their boards to see if there's support. Because that body can't officially actually take any action on behalf of the governments they represent. They have to then go back and get, you know, a majority vote on that. And so that was the discussion we had last week.
Well, now, from the different governments, so it was like you and Kevin Cry, Tanessa and
Mike Latah.
From the city of Redding.
Yeah.
And then so you had City of Shasta Lake, Anderson.
Correct.
And then who else was on it besides that?
And then there's a representative from the tribe.
From the tribe. Okay. From Redding Rancheria.
Right.
Okay. And so this whole thing was to come up with a strategic plan to in veteran homelessness, a subset of homelessness.
Right. And so we looked at about five different subpopulations.
Okay.
So we looked at seniors. Mm-hmm. We looked at children, youth, or transition age youth, I should say, so like 18 to 24. Mm-hmm. And then we looked at children and families. And we put that through a set of criteria to say, okay, which do we think is the right starting point? So the idea isn't that we only care about veteran homelessness, but if we can do this for veterans, then we learn the system so that then we can take on the next subpopulation and address that.
So your veterans would be kind of like your experiment.
Right. It would be the first one.
They would be the test group.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They're used to being thrown out in front.
Well, and it's prioritizing that. And I think it's really living into who we are as Shasta County. I mean, and this is something I've said a lot.
Sometimes we go, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm here with Matt Plummer, Supervisor, 4th District. And I've got a number of questions. We're going to kind of break a little bit early. Because he is from the continuum of care, they wanted to become strategic, and so they've decided that of the five at-risk groups, start with veterans, and that brought up the at-home committee, which is going to come up with ideas and ways to do this. Is that correct?
Well, so the at-home committee could potentially say we want to adopt that same goal, which is what I hope that they would do.
Yeah.
It's unclear, kind of coming out of our last meeting, whether that will go forward. But
really?
Yes.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back, too. I've got several questions. None of them gotcha questions, just seems to make it more clear.
Sure.
All right. So I'm here with Matt Plummer, Supervisor, 4th District. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now. And also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love: walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to RedingPain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's RedingPain.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get him free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Chicago.
There we go.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio in the last
privately owned radio, commercial radio station standing around here. Right down here on Market Street, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So you can hear us anywhere in the world. And if you don't hear the show or you hear parts of it and say, I want to hear the whole thing, then just go to our archives at KCNR1460.com and look for our program and look for the archives. We've got every show we've ever done archived. It goes back 15 years. Why are we doing that? I'm not sure, because 15 years ago, I'm not, you know, the archive was there, but we're not sure who was on the show. I can't remember now. And if it hadn't, you know, and we, I don't even know if we were on the air all the time, because we were still putting cables together underneath the table.
You were podcasting before podcasting was cool.
We were podcasting before podcasting was cool. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, who's been with us the whole time. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row now. They are. They've got a great selection of jewelry. They got the only watch repairman. They got the only stone cutter. You can get your jewelry designed there, or you can design a piece and they'll build it for you. How good is that? Been in the same location for, gosh, close to 30 years now. Four Winds Jewelry. We really like that place. The only place we go to shop for jewelry. Open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Supervisor Matthew Plummer from the 4th District. And Matthew is always wanting, you know, he talked about homelessness from the beginning. So right. There's the continuum of care, which is like 40.
Well, I got an updated number. It's 20. They have 23 voting members.
Okay. And that was one of the questions I wanted to ask, was how many groups are working on homelessness in Reading and Shasta County? 23.
Yeah, so there's 23 voting members. That there might be a few of those members who are from the same organization. So, but it's in that ballpark in terms of the number of organizations who are working on this.
And trying to get 23 organizations to agree to everything, anything, is difficult. So,
right.
I mean...
And that's why, you know, in November when that group unanimously decided to approve the goal of pursuing ending veteran homelessness, it was a big step forward and really exciting to see them come around. And the idea isn't that they were going to stop everything that they're doing and all of a sudden focus on this. It was like, continue what you're doing 80% of that, but can you take 10, 20% of your effort and align it towards this single goal and have coordinated action across these different organizations and agencies. And the group felt that that was a real way to move forward. And, you know, and part of our group who was coming up with this goal and picking the subpopulation, their organizations are focused on youth and families. And mm-hmm. so for them, this was actually kind of a deprioritization of, in a sense, of what they're doing. Not that they're going to stop that in any way, but for the collective, goal to move forward on reducing homelessness, they felt like, okay, let's do this. We'll learn how to do it. And then we can go after another subpopulation and just start ticking away at the different groups.
Take one, get that handled, and then go to the next. It's like eating an elephant.
Exactly.
One bite at a time. Okay. So, y'all selected, or they all selected that it would be the veterans. There's,
right.
I imagine for a couple reasons. One, it's a smaller pop.
And it is.
Then if you can work at a smaller population and get that handled, then you take, it's like the Dave Ramsey of, becoming wealthy is you take the credit card that's the smallest or the payment that's, and you assault that until it's paid off. Then you go to the next one using the momentum that you've rolled up on. So where are we with them? So you had your first meeting.
So
I'm sure everybody in there was 100% behind helping veterans find housing.
So
Is that right?
Well, so the continuum of care has been meeting, as, you know, in the strategic group focused around that goal and planning the next steps, since September. The at-home group was the first time that I was presenting to them last week. And I'd say there was a mix of reactions there. I don't necessarily think that there was anyone who was against veterans. There was more just conversation about, you know, is it right to prioritize a population, a subpopulation first? What does that look like? There was some conversation around, are we just continuing to talk about things, or is this actually going to move the ball forward? So I didn't hear like any real substantial critiques of it. And in fact, most of, you know, I didn't hear from a lot of the folks who were actually there on that committee, because most of the conversation came from a few of the representatives versus kind of the full body. So I think that there's, still, you know, my hope is that when we meet again, that we'll be able to bring that back and that there will be an interest. And my hope is in the interim that going to the county and both of the, and all the cities is to see, okay, is this something that you as a full city council or as a full board of supervisors wants to pick up?
So, okay. And so no decision was made.
Correct. And you know, in some ways that group can't make decisions unilaterally because right. They have to go back to their
council. But they could all agree that we need to start with veterans.
Right. And my hope had been that they would agree to go back to their councils and boards and basically pitch their councils and boards on that. And I think they could still do that. And, you know, my plan is to talk with some of them individually about that. But, and so I think that could still happen.
So the pushback was because veterans, why veterans and not mothers and kids? That kind of thing?
There was some of, you know, well, aren't there some openings in housing for veterans currently? And if there are, then why focus on them if we can already house them? But
there may be some openings, but there's not enough.
Right. Right now there's two openings in transitional housing, which isn't even permanent housing.
Yeah.
And we have, right now we have 81 veterans who are homeless in Shasta County.
81.
And so that's the number that we're going after, which, you know, again, to your point is a very realistic number.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like if we turn on the entire power of Shasta County, we ought to be able to house 81 people.
Right.
So, to me, that makes sense. Yes, and you know, people know who I am. I'm unabashedly for veterans.
Right.
But I also want to know people that aren't, that don't think that, because it's probably the smallest population of homelessness, isn't it?
Relative to seniors, is about, I believe, 311.
Sure.
Families, which includes both the adults and the kids in that, mm-hmm. is around 150.
Mm-hmm.
And then transition age youth, which is that 18 to 24, I believe is around 125.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit bigger on those. Yeah.
How many homeless do we have in Shasta County?
We think it's around 1,100.
So who are all the rest of them? I mean, you add those up.
Single adults.
Just single adults after wandering. Okay.
Yeah.
So has that gone up in the last couple years?
That is a disputed thing, I guess you could say, in part because if you look at how we come to a number for homelessness, so every year we have to once a year go out and survey everyone.
Yeah, that point in time.
The point in time count, right. And so we haven't done that fully every year, because we're only required to actually do, I believe, the sheltered count. So there's two counts. There's the sheltered and there's the unsheltered. The sheltered is people who, for example, are in the mission or New Life Discovery. So we only have to do one of those. So sometimes we have only done one because of transitions or COVID or various things. So it's a little hard to compare, but I would say that it's been roughly around there with a slight increase over the last three or four years.
Unlike Southern California or the rest of California, that's just skyrocketed.
Well, and if my understanding of the numbers is, if you look back 15 years, then you see a huge increase in homelessness, because then we were closer to the 400 to 500.
Mm-hmm.
Now some people say, well, that number wasn't accurate, we weren't counting it, but you know, that based on the best data that we do have, and the idea too is that we're getting better data now because we're using a system called HMIS, which accounts the number of homeless in real time. And this is key because really, if we think about the strategy, like how do we, okay, say that we do pursue this goal, which I believe the community will, is that how do we do it, right? And so the key is having real-time data where you can pull a list of those 81 and you can say, you know, here are the veterans. And then you have a group who's working, that 23 organizations roughly, who's working on the ground, and they meet every week and they talk through them at a by name, you know, level. And they're saying, okay, Johnny, like, did anybody see him this week? oh, he's having trouble, you know, accessing his VA benefits. Can we connect him to the VA and make sure that he gets into the clinic, you know, this week? And so you're problem solving at an individual level, and then you're pulling up those lessons to a strategy team that's meeting monthly and saying, okay, well, we need to figure out the coordination between the county veteran service office and the VA, or we need to figure out if we can get, you know, 10 more units of housing in the county.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. How much money is being spent on homelessness? I mean, do you have any idea? In Shasta County. I mean, I know it's the hundreds of billions in the I don't know if it's hundreds of billions, but it's hundreds of millions in
the state California said they spent $24
billion. Okay.
So that was the kind of state number. In Shasta County, I'd say it's in the order, I would guess somewhere in the order of like 10 to 20 million.
Okay.
Yeah, if you included.
Ten to 20 million.
The continuum of care, for example, is about 1 to 2 million. And then I know Shasta County, just through that same funding, gets around a million as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have a number of other funding sources. So
10 to 20 million. And we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Because you know what I'm going to ask when I come back. Because we've already talked about it. This portion of the show, okay, Linda is on her way down to see Jeff Worst today at Crackmaster Windshield Repair because she got the ultimate chip. It's the one that looks like somebody shot a navy bean at your windshield. It's a rock, and it gave it that star. Now, the danger in a star is it kind of goes down deep, and it can stretch. So where do we go anytime we have something like this? We go to Crackmaster Windshield Repair in Jeff Worst. He's been doing this for over 25 years. He's the windshield whisperer of all time, whether it's this chip like the one Linda got or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff Worst can fix it. He's just wonderful at this, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, or an RV, the ones with the big windshields. He brings them into a climate-controlled garage. He puts his concoction of glue and plastic and everything else on it. I have no idea what's in it. I mean, there's not three witches in a cauldron, but he's devised this and it works. He fixed a 8-inch crack on my windshield 16 years ago and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Worst does. So for a free inspection and analysis of a chip or a crack, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. And it's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally run. It's not a franchise, and it's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Matt Plummer.
Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Event Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Goldenleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to April. April the 21st, 6:52 in the morning. And let me see. We're here with Matt Plummer, Supervisor, 4th District for Shasta County. We're into our last segment here. And the reason I invited Matt, and Matt is always, when I invite him on the show, said, sure. And really like that. Because there's some people that are politicians that say no. No questions. Okay. If you just sit here and look pretty, then. But Matt answers the questions, and he's the Continuum of Care, which is looking out for the homelessness, had a strategic plan. Let's just pick one of these five groups, and let's be veterans. It's the smallest group. It's 80 to 81 veterans that are homeless. And then it went to the at-home committee, which is comprised of two members of all the, cities, yeah, and all this, in county, and then, Wind River too.
Right.
And how are we going to do this kind of thing? There's 23 groups that help to find homeless people homes, and they've got anywhere from 10 to 20 million. Well, that's a lot of money, between 10 and 20 million there. So we just figure out, let's just say 10. So there's $10 million available to Shasta County to house homeless. How much does it cost for a room at a hotel?
Yeah, I mean, if you're paying for a room at a hotel, it's much less. I think what we're seeing, though, is the
community. Of course, you can't stay there. You're looking for permanent housing.
Right, and I think there's two things I would say to that. One is, if you look at the communities that have gotten to you know, zero homelessness for a particular subpopulation like this,
yeah,
it actually often doesn't involve a huge amount of more money. It's just managing the money in a strategic way.
Yeah.
It's just changing our focus from we don't have a goal to we have a goal and we're checking in on that weekly.
And how many of these organizations are willing to give up some of that money, their organization, for the, you know, the greater good, I guess you could say. Okay, I'll give you $200,000 here, even though it means if it means that we actually help the homeless, you know, get somebody off the streets.
Well, and the group in Shasta County has made that decision, one by approving the goal, but also they've approved changes in how they're funding. So they receive a certain amount of funding from the state, and then they disperse it to certain organizations within their group. And they've changed already how that money is going to be dispersed, mm-hmm. to, one, align with getting permanent housing, and then, two, to say that those who make a proposal that aligns with the strategic goal will mm-hmm. be scored higher. And so they are making steps in that direction to align the funding around this goal.
Was there an overwhelming yes response to having veterans be the first group?
From the continuum of care, yes. From the at-home group, no.
The politicians.
Correct.
It was no? Really?
It wasn't no, but it wasn't an overwhelming response in favor. There was a lot of questions, some relevant, some less relevant, but I think there's still, you know, some folks are still just kind of getting oriented to the idea and trying to figure out how it works.
I would like to know who is less oriented toward helping veterans, because they're all politicians, no offense. And it's amazing how much they talk about how they love veterans and support veterans and all that when it comes around election time. I'd just be interested to see who's not, you know, who might want to push back a little bit. Right, Dave? Yeah. I mean, you have been from the beginning, Matt, and that you put out what you want to do, and this is one of them. And you said that this just wasn't this week that you started this.
Right.
You know, so I know where you're at, but I think it would behoove a lot of us to find out where the rest of our politicians are.
I think
this.
There'll be an opportunity for some of those politicians to take votes on this in the coming months, and
I'm hopeful
they'll be supportive.
I would love to see that.
The other thing, just to put on your radar, is I'm also working on an initiative around ending veteran suicide. And this is because in Shasta County, we have the highest suicide rate in the state.
That's just for everybody.
That's for everybody.
Including veterans?
Well, so
is our veteran rate higher than anybody?
Well, so I was looking at it, and I was saying, well, okay, so we have the highest suicide rate. And that's been true for years, for you know, decades.
All the North State has a higher suicide rate. It's not just Shasta County.
That's true. We just have the highest of the high.
Yeah.
And we're 2.5 times the state average. And so I said, where do we start? You know, how do we – I'm always looking for where's the place to start where we can invest a little bit and have an outsized impact. And when I was looking at the numbers, what I found is that 20% of suicides are veterans. So 20% of all suicides in Shasta County are veterans. And so I was like, well, why don't we start there? We already have a number of organizations, you know, governments that are focused squarely on that. And so we pulled together a group back in February for the first time. And so we're working to launch an initiative around ending veteran suicide at the same time. So I see these really coming together as being over the next 3 years, if we can end veteran homelessness and end veteran suicide, which go together in some respect, that will be a huge step forward, both on both of those issues overall, but also for veterans in our community.
If we could do that, that could become a statewide initiative then. If housing and not worrying about where you're going to get your next meal and where you're going to stay means that you're not going to commit suicide. It's one of the major factors, of course, is drugs and other things. That would be a big step forward. So what we'd like to do, if we could ask this, is when you have meetings like this, maybe come in and tell us where we are, because to me, the continuum of care says we're going to help veterans. The politicians have come in now, and obviously they're not 100% behind this. It'll be interesting to find out who isn't. And then make this work over the next 3 years. Take 80 veterans off the street into housing.
Into permanent housing.
Permanent housing.
And the three numbers that we've talked about that we need, that we want every month updated, is what's the total number of veterans who are currently homeless in the community? What's the number of veterans who have become homeless? And what's the number who are no longer homeless? So we can see how many do we have, how many became homeless, and how many are no longer homeless. And that's what our hope is to track that on a monthly basis. We have some of that already, but by, you know, July is my hope that we'll have those three numbers, and every month we'll be able to report those numbers out so that the whole community can really know, are we making progress on this? And so that as a group of organizations working on it, we can make adjustments to the strategy as we go.
Great. Matt Plummer, thanks so much for being with us today. And, every month, I want to hope you can come back in and just keep us appraised of all of this.
Absolutely.
Thank you for what you're doing for the veterans, buddy. Okay, we're going to come back with Shasta College.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Died at 7:35 this morning, a day after greeting crowds on St. Peter's Square and granting Vice President Vance a private audience.
The 88-year-old Pope had entered the hospital on February 14th to receive treatment for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. In recent years, Francis had overcome numerous health problems, even though knee and sciatica ailments had restricted his movement during public appearances, often to a wheelchair. Even so, he kept up an active travel schedule as recently as last December to Corsica. Born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, he became Pope after Conclave's election in March 2013, following the rare resignation of Pope Benedict that year on February 28th. George Williams reporting.
Defense Secretary Hegseth reportedly had a second signal chat where he shared details of pending military action.
According to the New York Times, Hegseth used the Signal messaging app to tell his wife, brother, and a senior advisor about a March military airstrike against Yemen's Houthi militants. The details about the strike were similar to those that were sent in another chat group, which mistakenly included a journalist. There are calls for Hegseth's removal, but White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said the president absolutely has confidence in Secretary Hegseth, and he stands behind him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A powerful, slow-moving storm system brought flooding rains, large hail, and tornadoes to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois, Missouri, and beyond over the weekend. Many high-water rescues, trees down, power outages across a vast area. The fierce weather blamed for at least three deaths. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 793 points, while the NASDAQ is off 416. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk, I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020, that is 855-696-2020, to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
Russia's brief Easter ceasefire with Ukraine is over, each side accusing the other of having violated the truce. However, there was a lull in fighting in some places, and the BBC's James Waterhouse reports from one of them.
This limited ceasefire has brought with it an eerie quiet. Kherson has been occupied, liberated, and flooded. Today there seems to be a strange standoff, where both sides are watching each other. This could either be the first paving stones of a path to peace, or the familiar rhythm of this war could return. Most of the front line has stayed active, but Ukraine hasn't seen lulls in fighting, like here in Kherson, for years.
Vice President Vance has arrived in India. It's a four-day visit as New Delhi looks to avoid U.S. tariffs and negotiate a bilateral trade deal with the U.S. Vance meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the first day of his visit. News and analysis, townhall.com. Capital One gets a green light to acquire Discover.
Regulators announced the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency approved the more than $35 billion deal on Friday. The merger was approved by the Justice Department earlier this month. The deal would give Capital One a major advantage against other credit card bank insurers like J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup that don't process transactions themselves. In a joint statement, Discover and Capital One said they expect to close the deal on May 18th. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Paul Revere rode down the street proclaiming the runners are coming as the Boston Marathon helped to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution. Reenactors on horseback accompanied by a fife and drum playing Yankee Doodle helped to start today's festivities. Today it is the 129th running of the Boston Marathon under clear skies and cool temperatures. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair to get her windshield repaired, of all things. It isn't just to go down there and dance and chit-chat. I think she was following me and I chipped her. I chipped her, windshield coming out of someplace. Good morning, everybody. Today is the 21st of April and 7:05 in the morning. News always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's here at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. And you know, it's National Kindergarten Day.
All right. Well. That explains a few things.
Yep.
Yeah. What else?
Is it kindergarten or kindergarten? Either way.
Kindergarten. Kindergarten. I guess it depends what part of the United States you're from, you know.
And
Orchester, Ammons. Ammons. When people say Ammons, because I guess it's Ammons until they're off the tree, and then they become almonds.
Almonds.
Did you know that?
And it's also.
I just made it up.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because it's National Chocolate Covered Cashew Day.
Okay.
Every April 21st, Chocolate Covered Cashew Day.
Gosh, I hate that. I hate those. Cashews. Chocolate covered. That's. Have you ever seen that? See those reels where they put something in front of a cat's face and it looks like he's getting ready to projectile vomit? That's how I felt right then. Okay. Good morning. Hey, today, sunny with a high near 83. It's going to be really nice through just kind of like this, you know, mid-70s at night, low 60s, high 50s until Thursday night. And then it's going to start clouding up. And we got actually have a chance of showers on Friday with a high near 69. And Friday night, a chance of showers. And Saturday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 70. And then back into sunny weather with highs near 77. So, good. We're liking this. It's not too hot. Get a lot of stuff done. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They're under the third generation of the Kinney families running this business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They're just really good people. In fact, Chuck's on his way. He's there now into Vietnam. He looks for missing in action personnel, and it's literally like an archaeological dig. The government of Vietnam helps him out, and they've located the helicopter and the spot where this crew went down, and now is trying to find some other things to bring closure to the family. So when he gets back, we'll talk about it. So that's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 365-3793. And I'm here with Peter Griggs. A week late, but we're still here. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Carl. It's great to be here.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, sniffles with allergies, but I think everybody around is dealing with that.
Tell me about it.
Oh, it's just terrible. Terrible.
I walk around with Kleenex or paper towels is even better. Now, the part, though, is, and you know this, if you got a runny nose and you got a mustache, it becomes, you know, the hazmat.
Right.
Right there.
Right.
So I wouldn't kiss it.
Yeah. So. I'm lucky my wife stuck with me.
Yeah, so. That's true.
There we go.
I'm sure there's other reasons.
Yeah, well, maybe one or two.
So what do we got today?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're really excited to have our physical therapy assistant program here with us, Marcy Martinez and Zach Miller. He's a graduate of the program.
I'm really glad my lower back is really kind of starting to kick in, you know? if you get some specific questions today,
right?
And Zach looks like he's big enough to bend a water buffalo. here, let me crack your back, water buffalo, and he picks him up and shakes him
all the time.
So, yeah, we're excited to be able to talk about our PTA program and be able to talk about some of our graduates and what the program offers to our community.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Of course, there's a lot of things that I don't realize, Marcy. I didn't realize you had a program specific for this out here. And this is your, physical therapy? What is this?
Right. So we have a physical therapist assistant program, right? You have to graduate from an accredited program through our national education accrediting body in order to be able to sit for a licensure exam in physical therapist assisting. And so a physical therapist assistant is to a physical therapist kind of like a physician assistant is to a physician.
Okay.
Right? So they help and do a lot of the treatments and do a lot of the stuff, the interventions for the physical therapist after the physical therapist evaluates patients. So they're an integral part of physical therapy healthcare delivery.
So how did you get into this? And then after you tell me how you got into this, I'm going to ask you, how did you get to Shasta College?
Well, so I've been a physical therapist for 30 years.
Okay.
And I've worked in this area.
Started when she was five.
Yeah. Thank you. And I've worked in this area for 30 years in a variety of settings. And, I love this career. And I was encouraged by colleagues in this area to apply for the director position when Shasta College finally pulled the trigger and decided to start a physical therapist assistant program. So it was really important to our profession to start a program here at Shasta College. We've been trying for a really long time to get it going because there's a sparsity of qualified clinicians in our area. We're considered rural healthcare, and it's hard to get people to come here. So it was really important to fill a void in our profession, and so we're really super excited that we can do that.
Okay. I'm here with Marcy Martinez and Zach Miller, who is, you're one of the program graduates, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and you're over at Palo Cedro.
At Palo Cedro Physical Therapy, yes.
Are you at, and yours is just Shasta College?
Yes.
I am an instructor.
My full-time gig is Shasta College.
Yes. Okay, that's good. It's always good to know. Since this is kind of like the physician's assistant to the physical therapist. Physical therapists go through how much training?
So physical therapist,
become a physical therapist.
You have to get a what's called an entry-level doctorate degree to become a physical therapist now. So
entry-level doctorate degree?
Yes.
Does that mean like a regular BA?
No, you have to get a bachelor's degree, and then you have to go on to graduate school and get a doctorate degree, which is another 3.5 years.
You have to get a doctorate degree to be a physical therapist?
Yes, sir.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So you can call him Doc then?
You probably should.
You mean a physical therapist that if I go to, which I don't, but which I should, but if I go to a physical therapist, this is somebody, it's a doctor.
Yes.
That's had that level of, 8 years of education to become a physical therapist.
Correct.
Wow. Didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So what do you study when you're, I mean, I can understand you're undergraduate, but what do you study to get your doctorate?
So it's very specific and advanced.
Because you are.
I am.
Yeah.
It's advanced and specific study of human movement. We're human movement specialists. So it's what we call biomechanics and kinesiology and pathology and how to fix those things, right? Specific types of interventions for rehabilitation medicine, not just let's go work people out, right?
Well, Were you like, when you were young, were you into sports and stuff? Were you one of the ones, that, I mean, besides being an athlete, were you one of the ones that was wrapping ankles and all this like stuff on the teams that you see
training?
Out there?
Yeah, I did do some athletic training when I was in undergrad school.
Because
I was an athlete.
You see, and it's not always, but a lot of young women on the sidelines wrapping ankles, you know, icing knees and all this. So these are people maybe working on a physical therapy doctorate then.
They might be.
Could be.
Sure. Or headed that direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's cool. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're with Marcy Martinez, who has a doctorate in physical therapy, and Zach Miller, who's got his what?
PTA license.
PTA.
Thoracic College.
Got it. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank formed about 18 years ago. Local Board of Directors, it is our community bank. It's like walking into Cheers when you walk into a bank. They know your name. And, you know, little things like, hope you brought some money in, Carl. So am I. It's a great bank. We've been doing business with them for years, both personal and, our business here. And never once have been disappointed with Cornerstone Community Bank. The four branches, one in Red Bluff, two in Redding, and one down in Anderson. And as you've heard, they're going to be merging with Plumas Bank, which is another community bank out of Quincy. That will give us 19 branches across the state and into Reno, Nevada. So, more on that later as this happens. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with the Poker Walk and Raffle City throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. It seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Studio sponsored by the Wind River Resort and Casino. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has a number of new programs going, including the Watchman. They've got the lung nodule screening program, gastrointestinal services there. And the one for the emergency room is called Get Care Now. For non-life-threatening emergencies that you need to go to there, but it's not, you're not bleeding out, your chest is, doesn't feel like an elephant sitting on it, you can make a reservation to come to the emergency room. Yeah. And just go to ShastaRegional.com on the first page, and it says Get Care Now. Set up a time that would be good for you to get in there. Like I said, non-life-threatening emergencies. When you sign up for this, they will come back and ask you certain questions to make sure it's not life-threatening. And then sit at home instead of sitting in the emergency room for a couple hours, 3 hours, whatever. It's called Get Care Now, and it's only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Shasta College, and lost my totally lost my physical therapy notes. Wait a minute, I thought I just saw it. Yeah, thank you. And I'm here with the physical therapy department. I'll find it. I'll shake this and it'll come out. And I'm here with Marcy Martinez, and who is heads it up, a doctor of physical therapy, and Zach
Miller.
Miller, who is a student there. Or, no, you graduate.
Yeah. Graduated,
yeah. Let's talk to Zach for a bit. What got you into physical therapy?
I mean, I've always been kind of the physical therapy slash personal training kind of environment, or as overall just that lifestyle and that career path for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Played sports all through high school, a little bit of college, and it was just the human body and, you know, just how it moves, you know, how it's supposed to move. But
is that what kinesiology is?
Yes.
Is it's how the body moves and all this?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're off here, it can cause all types of problems over here where you wouldn't think about.
Yep.
Okay. So you got interested in that. So where? Tell me a little bit about you, Zach. Are you from around here?
I am not. I'm originally from Wyoming, a super small town called Saratoga. So I've been affiliated with this area since I was about 8 years old. I came out here in the summertime. So outside of
this, why?
I know.
Why would you come here in the summer?
I know.
I could see coming here in the winter from Saratoga, Wyoming. But anyway, so what, family out here?
No. So I'm a fly fishing guide as well. And I got involved with the fly shop here in Reading when I was 8. They have a program called the Fish Camp. And I did that.
Guess who I had dinner with last night?
Mitchell Ott.
Mike and Bertha.
Yep.
Yeah, Linda and I were over there last night. Been up to their place up on in Tennant.
Mm-hmm.
At Antelope Creek.
That's where they had the fish camp at.
Yeah. And it was one of the few things spared when the Tennant fire went through there was that fish camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how you got started. So you know the Mitchellites.
I've known Mitchellites since I was 8 years old.
Well, they're listening right now, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah, because they listen every morning.
Yeah.
So great. Mm-hmm. All right. So you became a fly fishing guide?
Yeah, I mean, I became a professional fly fisher. My mom always called that, which doesn't exist. When I was like 16, 17, and then it was just a way of making money that I love to do, and it was kind of this my way of survival while I kind of figure out my life.
Yeah.
And I went to college at Oregon State University. I'm a Beaver. You know, I stood there. Both my parents worked for the Forest Service.
Wow.
I did that. You know, I thought about doing that route for a while, but it's just not really something I'm super passionate about. I love, obviously, being a fisherman. I'm obsessed with being outside, but I didn't really want to work out. Yeah, it's different. So it's easier for me to be passionate about something that, you know, is fascinating to me that helps people, and keep fishing as kind of like my passionate thing that makes money on the outside.
Wow. Well, isn't it interesting? Us having dinner with them last night, and we know exactly where the fish camp is. We've been up there mucho times. Mm-hmm. Have you been up there lately?
Oh yeah, I still am affiliated with them. I do a lot of the schools for them.
So you come out for the fish camp?
Yep.
Bertha, Mike, been hiding this guy. So you saw what happened after the fire?
Yeah.
The fish camp was still there, and when the fire swooped down, it took every tree, but it made kind of like this weird U shape and missed the house, missed the apartments, took out the barn, took everything else, and missed the fish camp and took out all the trees. He's planted 80,000 trees.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how interesting is that, Zach? Okay, Zach, and I understand why you got into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I see here you are, now, are you working now in Reading? So where are you?
So I'm in Palos Hedro, yes.
Oh,
so,
Palos Hedro.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I got hired on at Palos Hedro Physical Therapy. So it's, over there next to the feed store.
And I know exactly where that is
because
I spend time at the feed store, too. So how long ago did you go to Shasta College?
So I graduated Shasta College last December.
Okay. And so when you graduated, and let's go back to Marcy here for a second. Are there a lot of jobs out there for physical therapy assistants?
There are.
Zach's over here nodding his head.
There are. And so all of our graduates who have taken and passed licensure exams are employed. If they want to be working, they're working.
Wow.
And a
That's
lot
like
of
every place else that when you graduate from Shasta College, if you in the trade, if you want to work, you got a job waiting for you when you finish.
And a lot of our graduates get recruited and hired before they even graduate.
Same thing
we've heard from a lot of programs.
There are a lot of jobs out there. And, you know, we don't work just in outpatient clinics like Palos Hedro PT. That's kind of what people think of as physical therapy.
Yeah.
But we work in all the skilled nursing facilities, in the acute care hospitals like Shasta Regional.
Yeah.
We work in
VA.
You know, Mercy Medical. We work at the VA.
Yeah.
We work in home health. We work in telehealth. We work everywhere.
Yeah, because then you can go to people that are like homebound and go over there because they need therapy too.
Absolutely.
So how much, just to be crass, because I always ask this, how much can you expect to, when you're starting off as a PTA, physical therapy assistant, can you expect to make?
So it depends on the setting.
Yeah.
In this area,
The starting salary for entry-level graduates is going to range anywhere from around $28 an hour to maybe up to $40 an hour. And it just depends on what setting and what type of facility you're working in.
Okay. So, and then I'm going back to Zach here. Mm-hmm. Zach, do you want to go on with your education on this, or are you still kind of up in the air about it? And become a doctor like Marcy?
No, I mean, becoming a doctor like Marcy is definitely my next step.
Okay. Yeah. And once you've done this, obviously your remuneration goes up. The money goes up on
definitely.
Something like this.
Yeah.
And not asking to get personal, but for a doctor of physical therapy, how much is that worth?
So the difference then is for an entry-level graduate, again, depending on the setting,
yeah.
you might be starting somewhere between $60-$65 an hour all the way up to $85 an hour for
okay.
a brand-new graduate. And
all
then
right.
it goes up as you gain experience,
of course. So then you can open your own office.
Yep.
Okay, so you can have your own office, physical therapy. You can hire three or four people like Zach that have got their basic physical therapy assistant certificate or diploma.
License, yeah.
And then, okay.
Yeah.
I know about Zach down at Palisadro because I just happened to see it. Okay. But are there very many physical therapy, like, privately owned offices out here?
There are lots
of
them in Redding. Lots.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything from kind of corporate-owned, where they have multiple clinics across the North State, to, you know, little one-man shows that just have a little private clinic that they run with themselves and a couple of staff. So there's a wide variety, but there are lots and lots of PT clinics in our area.
Great. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Marcy Martinez and Zach Miller from Shasta College. She is the program director out there for the physical therapy assistant program, and Zach is a graduate of it, but he's also kind of like, even though he's from Saratoga, Wyoming, which is, I think I've actually even heard of that someplace.
I'm surprised no one has.
Well, it's... Because I used to drive through Wyoming on my way to Sturgis, and then we, roll through there because there's no speed limits or anything. Well, there is.
No stoplights either.
No stoplights. The only thing you have to worry about is cattle wandering onto the highway all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, but I've also been associated with the fly shop for years too, with one of their fly fishing camps when he was 8. Wow. Does that age you there, Mike? Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, was founded in 1960, has been in that same spot since 1967, and I've been going there since I moved here 18 years ago. Never had a bad haircut there. They're just pleasant young men. They're just like the third generation of barbers that I've used down there. Never had a bad haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. The only hair gel you'll see is Butch Wax for your flat top, if indeed you get a flat top. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I make appointments there so I can just roll in, get my hair cut, and take off again. 530-244-9478. They're great guys. You won't be sorry. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to reddingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's reddingpain.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Linda's down at Crackmaster getting her windshield fixed before it splits. And this is what happens when you're driving down the roads in California. Parts of the road fall apart and come back and smack your car and windshield. But I'm here with Peter Griggs and Shasta College. Always one of my favorite times.
Oh, one of our favorites as well.
And you brought with you Dr. Marcy Martinez, who is head of the physical therapy assistant program out at Shasta College, and Zach Miller, who has got his PTA certificate or diploma
license.
And you work at down in Palisadro. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the day like for you?
Pretty busy. lots of people need help.
Is it really that many? You know what? Is it more? Just for a second, doctor. Is it more than it used to be, or is it just that people realize they can be helped?
I think it's a combination of both. I don't know if it's necessarily more than it used to be, but there are more people who are seeking out maybe conservative care versus surgical care in advance.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And in this area, we have a lot of
older people.
It's a pretty big population over 65. So.
We should have been one of the best retirement. There's an article in the paper about why Reading should have made the list of best NorCal retirement towns, and we didn't, but we should have. Okay, let's go back to Zach. So you're real busy. So when you get, what time do you get there? Like 8, 9?
Generally, you know, I start my day, 7:45, 8. My routine is everyone has a different, style. My routine is I like to look at all my patients I have for the day just to get familiar with those I may or may have not seen. Read the notes from previous treatment to know like what I need to be doing, and then start my day. Then make my rounds, ask each patient that's there at that hour how they're doing, how they responded to last treatment, if their goals for treatment have changed or whatnot.
When we talk about treatment, after I've been injured at various times in my life, things like you walk your fingers up the wall, those kind of things. So what you're doing is you're putting out like a regimen of exercises and that you've shown them how to do and all this. Is that
That's an aspect of it. Yes. The exercises are just like really a small facet of the overall treatment plan.
Yeah.
I mean, for outpatient therapy, it's more exercises than inpatient, meaning like outpatient where I'm at, it's more catered towards orthopedic stuff. So more of like your joint replacements or your injuries, muscle injuries, stuff that the person is still fully functional most of the time.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the exercises, depending on what part of the body the person is having an issue with, will cater towards rehabilitating that body part. So, like shoulder injuries, range of motion, right? So lots of range of motion exercises to make sure that the shoulder, whether it's, just underwent a rotator cuff repair or a person has a torn muscle and wants to not get surgery, how can they rehab their shoulder?
Can you rehab your shoulder if you have like a rotator cuff?
Yeah.
Without getting surgery, cutting on you?
You may not be necessarily fully functional to the normal quote unquote standards, but for the person and what their goals are, absolutely.
Yeah, because the last thing I want to do is be operated on. I've been operated on several times and don't want that again. But that's where physical therapy could really help a lot of people by strengthening them.
Correct.
So, Dr. Martinez, when your class, would you say in your course, how long does it take? Is it a 2-year course?
It is. So it's very similar to our nursing program, our dental hygiene program. It's a 2-year cohort based class. You have to apply and be accepted to start the class, and then you go through the 2 years with the same group of people.
Okay.
So it's 4 semesters, and it's a fairly intensive program because you have to learn enough about the human body and how the human body moves and how the human body heals across a wide variety of things, including neurological injuries like strokes and head injuries and spinal cord injuries, as well as the musculoskeletal injuries, to be able to treat people and help them get better and safely.
Who should be drawn? I mean, when you're looking at your idea, maybe not the ideal, but somebody that would be good at this, what are you looking for? What should that person be thinking to themselves? Would I be good at this?
I think really the biggest thing is it takes somebody with a heart to help people. Somebody who really wants to help people improve their lives, who wants to make connections with people.
Mm-hmm.
Physical therapists tend to spend a lot of time, and physical therapist assistants especially, spend a lot of time with their patients. So whereas, maybe a physician spends
15 minutes with a patient every 6 weeks. A physical therapist or a physical therapist assistant spends 3 hours, three times a week with their patients, or 45 minutes twice a day in inpatient settings with their patients. So there's a lot of human connection, and you really get a chance to help people.
Okay, so it's just wanting to help people and being personable enough. I mean, if you're not kind of outgoing, this might be a tough job.
Well, you can. We have a lot of introverts, but you just have to want to make a connection with people
and help people. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Zach, how many now? Yours is outpatient. Everything you do is outpatient. So, when you see them, people coming in there, are you spending an hour, 2 hours with people at a time, or is it?
It depends. Yeah. So, you know, in the outpatient setting, it depends. Is Marcy's favorite saying in school.
It depends?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like that. It depends because it answers every question.
Yeah. But, I mean, so, you know, in the outpatient setting, you have X amount of PTs, X amount of PTAs, and usually X amount of aides or techs. And the techs are the ones that run around and help the patients with their exercises. But as a PT.
But you're not a tech.
No.
You're telling the techs what to do.
Right. So my job outside of, you know, working with the patient is to ensure the patient's doing exercises properly and educating the techs on how to educate the patient to do it properly.
Okay.
So when you think about the amount of interfacing between the techs and the patients, usually you spend 45 minutes with a patient. In terms of the actual treatment, like the actual manual therapy, again, it depends on what the patient's needs are.
Yeah.
But generally that lasts between 10 to 20 minutes, depending on how they respond to whatever it is that I'm doing with them.
Yeah, but it still, I mean, when you accumulate the time with between your techs and you and the doctor, physical therapy, hours, it could be.
And there's, you know, and most of the time we have 2 to 3 patients on every hour. So usually I'm seeing between 12 and 16 patients every single day myself.
Marcy, does hanging upside down help? I'm one of those gravity things.
It depends.
No, I mean, you see it. I mean, see people.
So there's,
do people ever get hung up on those? They can't get back?
They do.
I've never been in one. So, I mean, is it got counterbalance? So if you just kind of like, whoop. It'll take you.
So most of them do have a counterbalance piece where you can get yourself out of it if you need to get yourself out of it. And they do help certain types of clients and certain diagnoses. Yeah. But there are certain people who should not be on those.
Should never be on those.
Nope.
All right. We got to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus,
the lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be about, 83, and tonight mostly clear, and it's going to be beautiful until we get to Friday. And Friday we got a chance of showers, and Saturday a slight chance of showers, and we're back on the happiness train again. Tomorrow, Reading Rancheria is going to join us. Wednesday, the district attorney. Thursday, hopefully, Heather Hedwick. And then Mark Kunke, who you probably don't know, but has a business here in town, so I'll just let that be a surprise, because he's kind of cool. All this week. And today, though, I'm with Shasta College.
Yeah, you know, Heather Hadwick's one of our alumni as well. Yeah.
Oh, Heather? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Assemblywoman. Yeah. And we're with Dr. Marcy Martinez, who is the physical therapy assistant program director, and then Zach Miller, who is a physical therapy assistant, and the VA probably has several physical therapists working for them, since everybody walks in, they're all limping.
Right. They,
just various stages of limping. Yeah.
They currently in their outpatient clinic, they have two. Okay. Kevin Stemple and Ralph Magnuson.
Okay.
And both of them actually teach in our program as part-time faculty as well. They've both been clinicians in this area for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Great therapists and really bring a lot of experience and a lot of really great stuff to our students in the program. So we're happy to have them.
Well, the VA clinic we have here has got a lot of outpatient services out there, and I think we're really lucky to have the quality of the VA that we have here, and so because it goes far beyond. I went in there and they said, well, do you want to go down to Mather? which is in, you know, Sacramento. I said, no. And so they gave me a list of three names. They said, well, pick one of these. And the VA's, you know, local guys. And, yeah, guys. And so having their own physical therapists out there doesn't limit them just to that, because if they're busy, real busy, I guess you could go on out to another ones too.
You could.
The way I understand it.
Sure.
Okay. What do you tell people that, you know, we've talked about the type of person, you know, somebody who wants to help people. And, Zach, you made that kind of clear, is that you liked being able to help.
Mm-hmm.
And are you enjoying this?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
And you want to go on and get your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. Now, when you do that, does that mean you're going to kind of like then look around places and where you want to live and there's good fly fishing to open up a office?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, my fiance, her family's from here, so we probably aren't going to go.
Okay, anywhere. You'll never leave.
No.
You'll never leave. That's how I got here. Never even heard of her any.
Yep.
Didn't realize it was hot as a rack. I just came out of there. Oh. But you didn't have to wear flak jackets and helmets, and you could wear Hawaiian shirts and drink iced tea.
And lots of sunscreen.
And lots of sunscreen. That's right. So you'll probably be around here, but then if you're in your spare time, you work for the fly shop.
Yep.
Doctor, when you're telling your students to, do you encourage them to go on and get their advanced degree, or you kind of leave that up to them?
You know, I do if they have the resources, if they have the fortitude, if they have the desire to do it. I'd love to see them go on and get their degree. Some students we have in our program, like Zach, came into the degree with a bachelor's degree already.
Oh, okay.
And then this is an associate of science degree.
Okay.
In order to go on to a doctorate program, you have to go get your bachelor's degree and then fulfill prerequisites that are very similar to going to medical school. So it's a fairly extensive process.
So you're rolling then, because you got your BA already, you've got the experience, you've got this. Mm-hmm. That should be a real step up. And where would he go?
You know, he's got to find a school, right?
Yeah, but now, are there a lot of schools out there that offer this doctorate?
There are. Yeah, the closest one to us right now is Sac State.
Okay.
And then we have University of Pacific. We have there's a variety of colleges. Zach is looking at a college that's a relatively new program through University of Hawaii, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That has a hybrid program at a campus in their campus in Las Vegas, actually.
Not Hawaii.
So,
Vegas.
Yeah. Nah. The only fishing you have in Las Vegas is in the fountains in front of the Fontainebleau.
But he doesn't have to go that often. So
Okay. If you go to school here at Shasta College, we'll have to bring this up.
Yeah.
You're full time. How much does it cost?
Peter, do you want to address that a little bit? Give us some details.
Again, if you're a full time student, right, and full time is 12 units or more, your first 2 years are free, right? And we've talked about this for a number
of
times.
But I'd like to bring it up because I'd love to hear it.
I love when you bring it up.
Yep.
There is a new program out there, and Marcy and I were just talking about it, and so I'll bring that up as well.
Okay.
We really like to encourage our students, if, again, to Marcy's point, if you have the wherewithal and the resources, to take 15 units a semester. Because in 15 units, right, you can get through a full two-year program. We have a program 15 to finish, which will give students who are eligible. You have to be Cal Grant eligible. There are some qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
But you can earn up to $4,000 a semester, which really helps just cost of living of going to school. If you think, hey, how do I, you know, manage to take a full-time job and go to school? And
so it's 12 credits, and it's free then, right?
12 credits.
As long as you haven't gone to, okay.
Yes.
So I could go out there and take 12 credits and go from, I could go from class to different things and just stay out there for free for 2 years.
For 2 years.
2 years.
That's correct.
Got it. Marcy, you were sitting over there. You wanted to say something?
No, I think that the financial benefits of Shasta College are huge.
Astounding.
Yes.
Astounding. I'm just so happy with that.
And, Carl, don't forget, sorry for the interruption.
No.
It's not just that we offer the Shasta College Promise. We have a number of different scholarships that are out there. Our foundation offers a wide variety of scholarships for students.
You know, it's – if you want to go to school, whether it's in the trades
mm-hmm.
or if it's, you know, it's stepping stone to get your doctorate.
Transferring out.
Yeah. Shasta College is the place to go to.
Definitely.
I mean, it really is. I'm just so sold on your programs. Every one of your instructors, like Dr. Martinez, you just brought in today, and your students, like Zach, are all just really, really proactive and really believe
they're
in what
the
they're
students.
Doing.
Oh, they yeah. are. Most yeah. definitely. And our community.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. And Zach, was, as you heard me call, Mike, mm-hmm. tell him you were on the show. because Zach is a fly fisherman, he's a guide, and he's been coming to Redding back when he was 8 years old. Would you, your parents knew about this?
Oh yeah.
Since you're out here?
Best parents in the world.
Best parents in the world. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. You've had really cool parents.
Yep.
Great. Well, good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
And Marcy, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh no, this is everyone. Okay.
Carl, if students are interested,
yes.
again, we have our website. Just go out to ShastaCollege.edu. Type in, there's a search bar there. Just type in the PTA program, and you'll come up with the contact information. Reach out, and they'll be happy to talk to you.
Do you ever need people to volunteer to go out there that you work on?
I do. I will be getting a hold of you.
Get a hold of me, because something's been going on lately. I'm not sure the horse and I, you know, parted company or whatever it is.
And our program is right here on the corner at the downtown campus.
I will
so
be
you
here.
Just walk down
I just
the walk
down the street, get that back adjusted. Huh?
There you go.
I'm loving you guys. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there tomorrow. Rain Rancheria joins us, and God bless America.
Gates and R. Shasta Redding. The Regional Medical Center.